Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today is day 19 of my writing challenge. Damn, I can't believe it's almost been 3 weeks. I'm in shock that I'm still doing this. Even on the days that I'm not posting podcasts, I do need to let you know I'm still writing. The podcast is a bonus, but the point of this challenge was for me to write every day, and I've written well over, let's see how many words I have. I've written 25,000 words, which is crazy. 25,000 words. That's like almost 5 chapters in a book. And it's just from doing this day by day. So thank you again for giving me your ears and listening in. And without further ado, day 19 is all about the best things that are on their way. This piece is called The Best Is Yet to Come.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
Sometimes I play this mind game with myself that I like to call viajando, which means traveling in Portuguese. As a self-proclaimed lifelong memory hoarder, it's not only one of my favorite pastimes, but it's a way for me to test my memory to see how much and how far back I can remember. Like going inside of a time machine, last night I transported myself back to childhood classrooms to see if I could still smell the scent of waxy crayons. I stopped by the living room in our first house, rewatching music videos, remembering the sound of popping in a clunky VHS tape to record my favorite songs. Last night, I also took a trip back in time to the public pool on summer days when Mom would bring us to work. I can still feel the itchy chlorine gluing to my skin, and the excitement about getting to eat chicken nuggets instead of rice and beans. What a treat. I dropped by my college nights, walking around Lower Manhattan in cheap purple suede heels that ripped my feet apart. Band-aids did not stand a chance, but I still thought I was fierce. If I concentrate enough, I can still feel the wind chills slicing my face while raising my right arm, hailing a cab, feeling like a grown woman. While cozy in my Connecticut tub, I decided to take a particularly long trip back in time to study abroad in France, where I shared a bunk bed with a Texan who became a great friend. I remember using the flashlight on my phone to journal each night. It was the first time I committed to daily writing. In 4 months, I had finished a 250-page journal. My roommate, Sid, asked me to read entries and told me I was a writer and should keep going. I relive these memories soaking in the tub as though I were watching my life's greatest hits, celebrating all the goodness that's happened, completely content in silence. Each scene surprised me, many of them covered in dust from so much time buried, only coming out when I play this game, which is why I try to do it often. It would be silly to forget such important stages in our lives simply because we're no longer living in them. There are always nuggets of wisdom we were too naive to learn back then. Looking at it with fresh eyes is a must. If it weren't for the icy water in the bathtub, I could have stayed there all night, soaking in my nostalgia. The water was halfway down the drain when a thought hit me. While I was living those earlier memories, I couldn't imagine in my wildest dreams how amazing the next few memories would be. It was almost like wild and brilliant moments. My gratitude was so great, I thought I was living the best time of my life. But then another best time of my life would happen, and another, and another. I was not wise enough to know more beautiful moments were just around the corner. Or maybe I was so enamored in the beauty of the present, I didn't care about what would happen in the future. I was too busy feeling fully alive. Don't get me wrong, bad things happened. Really unfortunate things. But the Viajando game is reserved for good memories and good memories only. The minute bad things come up, I derail, take a break, or stop altogether, unless I'm in a particularly melodramatic mood, which wasn't the case last night. This mind-boggling thought, coupled with an optimistic wave, whispered to me that I am still not aware of all the good that's on its way. Then I asked myself a question I'd love to ask you. What if the best time of my life has not happened yet? Despite all the best times, what if there's even more balance, joy, and depth waiting to be experienced? What if the best relationships are still simmering on the surface? What if you still haven't met the people that will add so much goodness to your life? What if you still haven't had that conversation that will push you to live in even more fulfillment? What if you can still get closer to your life's purpose? They say manifesting is the art of being grateful for things that haven't yet happened. Maybe it boils down to time traveling into the future and imagining the best for yourself. I think that's only possible if you know how to be grateful today. It's a muscle after all, and if we strengthen it in the present, we'll eventually level up our flexing to express gratitude for a future that hasn't happened yet. The same way I relive the past, I use my mind's eye to experience a bright future. I sat in the tub, living for a split second in my upgraded, refined, brilliant future that fosters the best of me. Of course, it's one thing to think about it. It's another to take action steps to actually make it happen. I've checked the first item off the list, so now what's left are the daily actions. Combining awareness and actions means one thing and one thing only. It's only a matter of time before actualization, before you start living this truth. Eventually, all of the water drained out of the tub and I snapped out of my time travel with a cold shower. I had a smirk on my face the entire time, excited to greet the good I knew very well was on its way. The idea that the best is yet to come is one I've lived by, even if there are potholes along the way. I think the key, though, is being grateful for the good you already have. It's the only way you'll be able to be grateful for things that are only thoughts in your mind. They need a little encouragement to come true. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. This piece was something that I've been thinking a lot about, that we obviously know what happened in the past and we know what happened in the present, but we don't yet know about what happens in the future. But what if we do? What if we deep down do know what happens in the future? Have you ever had those feelings where things were gonna happen and they did? It's almost like you have an inkling you're gonna meet somebody that you'll be romantic with, or you're gonna meet somebody that's gonna change your career that day. Is that just me? Because it's happened multiple times and every time it happens, it shocks me. But now it's getting to the point where it's not so much shocking me anymore. I'm just trying to understand it and harness the powers of manifestation to my benefit, which I think is in these visualization exercises. Like, if I sit and focus on what I want for my future, does my mind have enough power to start really planting seeds and making those things happen? It's one thing to think it, which is what I mentioned, and it's another thing to acknowledge that that's the future that you want and decide that you want to wake up and start doing something about it. It's not like woo-woo energetic force field. Like, you need to get your hands in the mud and like do the work, of course. But I did take some time to imagine a future brighter than my logical self would ever come up with, which takes a little bit of imagination. I think I'm gonna write these down, and if they come true, you know I'll be here reading the entries from the time I scripted my future into reality. If you like this episode and have manifested things in your life, don't forget to rate it 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with a friend who might like this entry. If you want me to keep up this challenge for more than 30 days, leave a 5-star review and DM me on @Joe_Franco on Instagram and @NotYourAverageJoePod. If you want me to continue for 30 days more, maybe I will. It's been a great exercise for me. Maybe I'll start doing it 5 days a week so I can take the weekends off. I'll keep writing, but for podcasting. I'm still editing everything myself, so the system is not yet built. But overall, we're doing it. We're making it happen. Really exciting stuff. Joe Club's doors are opening again on February 15th. The membership program will open back up and we are your accountability partners. We're the ones keeping you on track. We're offering 8 live journaling sessions every month. It's like you pay a membership to get access to global deep discussions. You spend time with yourself, you learn about yourself, you learn about the world. There's an always-on community platform that's so much fun, filled with monthly challenges, inspiration for creativity, like art challenges. We're gonna start a food challenge soon and a song of the day challenge. So please sign up to be on the wait list for when Joe Club's doors open again. We also have launched our free 7-day life reboot prompt pack. It's totally free. If you wanna get that, I'm linking it in the show notes. It's for those times of transition in your life where you need to be guided so that you can make a plan. We're asking you those 7 very, very deep questions that you could start analyzing so you can make an accurate action step plan for yourself during times of transition. And I'm super stoked to see you guys at Joe Club. If not, I'll see you here tomorrow for more journaling. Have an above average day because you deserve it. And I'll see you soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shit.